Hello, today's podcast is about how to deal with lawyers. My name is Jessica Northey for Business Law at Full Sail University. A short skit about a typical scenario for people who first meet with a lawyer. In the video skit, the team is having an initial consultation with their lawyer. They have documents that require their signature before renting video equipment for their new business venture. Their friend recommended contacting a lawyer before signing any documents. The scene is in a lawyer's office with the Lone Ranger's team. The lawyer answers all of their questions and they pay with cash and leave. This podcast is about breaking down typical mistakes and giving advice to help you out. The next time you need a lawyer, you will know exactly what you'll need. The Lone Ranger's team acted unprofessionally and unprepared compared to the advice in the reading assignment materials. Dealing with lawyers. The two gentlemen who hired the lawyer were not fully prepared and easily distracted with non-issue topics. Their issue did not seem to require a lawyer as much as they are not paying attention to their own legal issues and would rather spend money on hiring a lawyer instead of saving the money. It is recommended that they hire a lawyer who has experience in the specific field that they need advice for. However, what they came into the office for, they didn't exactly need a lawyer for that specific task. In the video, the team paid the lawyer to read over a document they are required to sign about leasing video equipment for their venture. Many businesses have legal requirements that need to be met, such as licensing, permitting, and other regulations. The contract they had to sign required them to have insurance for the rental equipment. Lawyers are expensive, especially if you consult with one on commonplace issues. Always evaluate whether or not the consultation is necessary. Small group and solo practitioners offer a one-on-one or small team approach to your issue. Provide more attention on personal level, and your issues is often handled personally by the attorney with which you consulted and their staff. The communication may be more open and direct. Costs are more easily controlled and may be less. Gather the important information regarding your issue and bring it with you. Honestly answer any intake questions provided. It gives the lawyer background information on what's going on. Before you go, meet with your business partners to decide how far you're willing to go regarding the issue. Note down important specifics and statements of parties that will not be present for the meeting so you can discuss those at the consultation if necessary. Write down all of your questions and concerns that you want to address. It's very easy to forget to talk about something while it's in a meeting. Be organized. Keep documents in order. It makes it easier to deal with and saves time. Make sure to write down events as they occur, keeping accurate notes of conversations and meetings and saving email communications with parties involved with the issue is crucial and may expedite the settlement of the issue. Listen to what the lawyer is talking to you about. Think before you answer. Remember, you are paying for the lawyer's services. If you are focused, it will reduce the bill. Almost every conversation, letter, communication you have with a lawyer is billed and shows you are serious about the case. Remember, you are being billed, so communicating in a concise manner, stating the important facts and issues can save you money in the long term. Always get your fee agreement in writing. Review the fee agreement before you sign it. There are several types of common fee agreements: hourly, flat fee, contingency, and hybrid. The case for the Lone Rangers team, I recommend they use the hourly fees, which are booked in certain predetermined increments such as 5, 10, or 15 minute blocks. When the lawyer works on a case, they bill their time per block spent. They're only seeing the lawyer to look over the paperwork they provided before they sign it for someone else. However, they need to use the lawyer for many other things, such as setting up their business entity and being proactive to prevent issues from being a problem. The lawyer's fees were paid for the hour that they met, but they did not get a receipt from the lawyer, which is highly recommended when paying in cash. Thank you for listening. This has been a JessicaNorthey.com production.